So last time the question was, should Will try out the feeding ability or should he wait for later? And the readers, for the most part, said that he should wait for later, which I think is probably really wise. If I had cast a vote, that's what I would have voted for as a person that was following the story, because I think Will should save his binders. They went through something like 10 of them in order to unlock everything. Try out the feeding ability might have had been a little more exciting. I would have probably felt obligated to give that some sort of problem, because if Will's got it all figured out, what's the point of going to a teacher? So he would have had to have some issue, but I'm glad that we can kind of put that behind us and get toward the teacher and back into that sort of thing. However, I don't really want to just dive straight into action. I want to get them moving and hopefully build up a sense of tension. I don't know that I do that a ton, but I hopefully start that a little bit as they get going with Ezra thinking they're being followed. I truly don't know at this point who they're being followed by, if that's Murden or if that's in some way related to the dangerousness of what the mender was talking about, or and that's some thought that I'll have to take. And so the question this time is, should they keep moving or should they stop and rest? And based on what the readers decide, I can decide what kind of conflict ensues, or if the conflict directly happens right away, or if I use the next post or so to draw out the tension that builds up to something happening where they're in danger.